AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. 2 weeks to go before Election Day, and Donald Trump and Kamala Harris will be back in the swing states today. In-person voting kicks off today across battleground Wisconsin. In Michigan, there's growing dissatisfaction over the Democrats' stand on the fighting in the Middle East. College student Anna Sperry is thinking about voting for a third-party candidate, but is considering Kamala Harris.
If she came out and said that we would stop sending arms to Israel, I think that would make me feel a lot better about my vote.
Both Kamala Harris and Donald Trump see economic policy as their best chance to win Latino voters. But their approaches are very different. In an interview with Telemundo later today, Harris plans to highlight how her agenda would create more opportunities for Latino men, a strategy born out of roughly a dozen focus groups and polling. Trump is making his own outreach to Latinos, holding a roundtable with them in Doral, Florida, a Miami suburb. Prosecutors in New York say former Abercrombie & Fitch CEO Michael Jeffries and two other men have been arrested on sex trafficking and interstate prostitution charges. Police say five people were found shot to death in a home near Seattle.
When deputies got here, they discovered sort of a chaotic scene. But what they did when they entered the property is they immediately took one teenage male, into custody.
King County Sheriff Mike Mellis says inside the house were the bodies of two adults and three who were described as young teenagers. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is in Israel for his 11th visit to the region since the outbreak of the Israel-Hamas war. Blinken is hoping to revive ceasefire talks after the killing of Hamas's top leader, Yahya Sinwar. But so far, both sides appear to be digging in. The International Monetary Fund upgraded its economic outlook for the U.S. this year and lowered its expectations for Europe and China. This is AP News.
I'm Seth Sutel, and this is Markets in a Minute. Stocks are slipping again on Wall Street as a record-breaking rally loses more momentum. The S&P 500 was 0.3% lower in the first hour of trading Tuesday. The index is on track for its first back-to-back loss in a month and a half. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 186 points. That's about 0.4%. The S&P and the Dow both set all-time highs on Friday. The Nasdaq Composite slipped 0.1%. GE Aerospace slumped more than 8%. The company reported weaker than expected revenue for its latest quarter. General Motors jumped more than 7%. The company posted results that came in well ahead of forecasts. Treasury yields held relatively steady in the bond market. Seth Sutel, New York.
Police in Germany busted a pizzeria in the western city of Dusseldorf that also delivered a side order of cocaine. An investigation led to the arrest of 150 members, including the manager of the pizzeria. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.